You're with News Talk ZB. This is a Sunday session. I'm Francesca Rudkin with you until midday. Right, Auckland's latest mystery COVID-19 case has once again raised the issue around the use of the COVID Tracer app and whether it needs to be made mandatory. Ministry of Health data shows fewer than one in six of the 2.3 million registered app users are using it daily. Andrew Chen is a digital technology expert from the University of Auckland for Informed Futures, and he joins me now. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Francesca.
Do you think the Tracer app needs to be made mandatory?
Well, so what Chris Hipkins said was that they're considering making it scanning mandatory in certain high-risk areas like big events, bars, restaurants, gyms, possibly churches. Those sorts of places where physical distancing might be difficult and where people are in close proximity for a long period of time where there might not be much ventilation. So I think in those sorts of environments, if there is a super spreader event, we will want to have every tool available to ring fence that event as quickly as possible, ensuring that every person there is identifiable and that they've all been keeping track of their movements, because that's going to be critical to the success of contact tracing. So I think that making it mandatory to use the app in those sorts of situations, as long as there is also another mechanism for people who cannot use the app, is probably a good idea.
Do you think there are any other situations where you would like to see it mandatory at the moment?
No, I think those are probably about it. It's really about those high-risk situations where you might be able to put in a little bit more effort into enforcement as well. It's not feasible to make it mandatory across the country in every single situation, I think. For example, low-risk retail is probably not a situation where I would expect to see scanning in mandatory.
You've been studying the daily scan counts. What has the drop-off been like?
Yeah, so the latest data that we have now shows about 750,000 scans per day. That's better than a few weeks ago where we were down to about 400 or 500. And the 750,000 scans a day is just before the news of the community case in Auckland. So when we get the new numbers next week, I expect to see some increased scanning activity, but I kind of gut feel is that it still won't be enough. We have had 2.5 million QR code scans in a day before. This was in early September during the middle of that second wave. So we know that that is the sort of possible ceiling given the current number of people who are registered. And in fact, if everybody in the country who could participate was participating, we would actually expect to see at least 5 or 6 million QR code scans a day. So there are still a lot of people holding out.
Are we a nation that responds rather than prepares, do you think? Why do you think people aren't using it?
Yeah, I think that people feel that the risk of contracting the virus is low, and to be honest, it is low in comparison to a lot of other places around the world. And so people become complacent. We haven't been in these high alert conditions for long enough for these behaviours to become ingrained. So that's mask wearing, using the app, even things like washing your hands. We just don't have any data on whether or not people are washing their hands. Otherwise, I suspect we'd see a similar trend. So I think that if we sit on the status quo, if the government just continues the way that it has been, I don't see these behaviours changing. People will need a bit more than just a nudge. They need something stronger.
Why is it so important that people do use it?
Yeah, so the main advantage of the government app is that it allows the Ministry of Health to send exposure notifications. Basically, they'll interview a case and find out where they've been. Right now, they'll then do press conferences and list all of those places and times, as we've seen in the last week. But also, they'll be able to send a notification with that time and place to all of the apps. And on your phone, the app will check the notification against your own movement logs. And if there is a match, give you some instructions, which could range from monitor for symptoms and call Healthline if they develop, or go get a test ASAP and isolate. The reason why this is so important is speed. So the modelling shows that the speed of response is one of the biggest factors in cutting off the chain of transmission and reducing the spread of the disease. So we could wait for the manual contact tracing system to find you and call you, or you could wait for the press conferences to figure out if there's an overlap and isolate yourself. But it's much faster and better if the contacts can be notified to act as soon as possible.
Andrew, do you think that the app performs well? I mean, I think I've seen such an improvement in the app. I mean, you literally just, as you're lifting your phone half the time, it seems to grab the QR code now. It's that quick.
Yeah. Well, they've been continuing to work on it. It's not a static thing. So definitely the app is much better than it was back in May. And they are continuing to put in improvements. So one of the things that has changed that wasn't discussed a lot is that you can actually now scan QR codes without having to log in, because the sign-in process was one of the things that was driving a lot of people away. So now you can just hold up your phone and it will scan. I think that there are still more improvements to come in terms of Bluetooth technologies. And fingers crossed we'll see some of those come in the side of Christmas.
Andrew, I know that you're a digital technology expert. A lot of people, though, they don't have phones or they don't have a phone that can download the app. And that's absolutely fine. We shouldn't be making these people feel pressured to have this app. But what other system do you think would work best when it comes to getting the best contact tracing? Is it that they're writing, is it that wherever they go, there is an opportunity to write your name down, or should an individual be responsible for keeping track of where they're going?
Yeah, so that's two different messages. I think one is that from a privacy perspective, the app is probably better than a pen and paper sign-in register that's held by the business. So for people who can use the app, I really do encourage them to do so. For people who simply cannot or have very legitimate reasons to choose not to, I encourage them to both use the business sign-in register and also keep their own records. That's because there are two different mechanisms at play here. One is that if the business is identified as a location of interest for the contact tracers, they will ask the business for that contact register and use that to find people. But similarly, if you are the person who unfortunately gets COVID-19, the contact tracer will ask you for your records of where you have been so that they can try and find other people and reduce the spread of the disease. So a pen and paper register is good. Alternatively, if you want to take photos of the places that you've been, that can be a really good way to jog your memory at the appropriate time. I've been encouraging people to take selfies if they can. Again, that probably assumes that you have a phone that can do that. If you don't, then a pen and paper register is probably as good as you can get.
Andrew, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Andrew Chen. He is a digital technical expert from the University of Auckland Centre for Informed Futures. I have to be honest, since the last outbreak in Auckland about 3 months or so ago, I have gotten a lot better about using my contact tracer app, largely because I can't remember where I was yesterday, let alone a week ago. So it's a great tool for me to use, and I'm finding it really easy to use. Interestingly, though, I went to Sylvia Park yesterday to do a bit of Christmas shopping. Can you believe it? Getting organised with my daughter, and we only were going to shops where we knew we were going to make a purchase. So I have kept all the receipts, but I did not see one person use the contact tracer app heading into a shop in the entire time I was there, which was about an hour and a half. So there we go. It is